Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. Let's talk Black Friday. So Black Friday is one of the biggest selling events of the year, and it can be absolute chaos. But does your crochet have a place in Black Friday? Should you put a Black Friday sale on? Is it worth it? And are there any tricks that can really make this worth it for you and not just your customers? Well, I've got a great little tip, which I will tell you later. But first, let's talk about why Black Friday works. Black Friday has become this big thing at the end of November. And the reason is simply because for people who get paid monthly, that last Friday of November is the last payday before Christmas. So then people have had their payday and they're now looking to make the most of their paycheck and get all the Christmas things ready for the bigger day. Get all the presents for family, get all the decorations, and try and make that paycheck stretch as far as possible. And this is what Black Friday preys on. It's preys on those people who are looking for a bargain, those people who want to keep up the Joneses and show off the latest tech ready for everyone, you know, coming round for Christmas parties and things. And these are the people that Black Friday targets. There are also lots of scammy ways that the big companies make things sound better than they are. So traditionally, technology sells a lot on Black Friday, new TVs, maybe fancy coffee machines, and they can go on sale for like 50% off. But a lot of what's happening isn't quite what it seems. So some companies will raise prices for 2 or 3 weeks before Black Friday so that they can drop them for the event and make it look like there's a bigger saving than there is. So there's trickery going on, there's the fear of missing out going on, and then there's the bargain hunting going on, and it all feeds into this selling frenzy that happens for Black Friday. But where does your crochet fit into this? And the short answer is, it doesn't. So Black Friday feeds into those who are looking for a bargain, and it feeds into those who want to show off the latest brands and the latest must-have gadgets. Your crochet doesn't fit into either of those categories. You are not a brand that people can show off for, you know, keeping up with the Joneses and showing off what they can afford. Crochet is quite luxury. Yes, it's expensive, but yours is not a brand name anyone is going to recognise. And that's no bad thing, because there are two types of people who have money and buy expensive things. The first self is the ones that want to show off the brands and brag about their wealth. And the second is the quiet luxury. People who don't need name tags to show off, they are just quietly happy that they can afford what they want to afford and will just quietly wear it. So if you look at what celebrities wear day to day, they're not showing off brand names. You know, they're not going around with hoodies with Nike written across the front. They just don't need to show off brand labels. And that's the quiet luxury that your crochet will fit into. You know, crochet is not cheap. It should never be a bargain. It takes time. It takes skill. Your yarn costs money. Your crochet should have a high price tag. And so it feeds into the quiet luxury. But the people who have that money don't need to worry about making the last paycheck of the year stretch. They are the people who have money year round. So they're not really taking part in Black Friday. So the quiet luxury people are not looking to buy at that point. They can buy what they want when they need it, regardless of sales. The other type of people who buy Black Friday and have the money spare are the ones looking for brands. You're not a brand anyone's going to recognise. You're a small business, and posting about what they crochet they bought from you with your brand name is not a flex, because you don't have that kind of brand recognition. So the people looking for the brands are not going to buy your crochet on Black Friday either. Black Friday, although it's a massive event, it's a corporate event. It's for those companies who do feed into this mass hysteria, the fear of missing out, the people who need to make that paycheck stretch as far as possible, and the fear of missing out. And it's the fear of missing out that is making you think that you should hold a sale for your crochet for Black Friday. You have the fear of missing out on sales. But the truth is that your ideal customer is not buying from you for Black Friday. They don't need to wait for sales. They don't need to feed into this frenzy. And holding a sale can be really bad for business, because it's really easy to get sucked into these sales where you feel you got to discount really, really heavily. Black Friday kind of feeds on those 50% off price tags, the really, really big discounts. That drives people to the stores, and maybe only one or two items are discounted for that price, but there will be other discounts available, and they kind of use these loss leaders, those discounted really heavily, to make money on everything else people buy in store that is discounted less. However, you are a small business. Your overheads are not that huge. Your profit margins are not that big. If you give 50% off, you are literally paying someone to take your crochet away, because you'll be left with the bill for that yarn and for that time that you spent making it. There is nothing to gain for you. People are unlikely to buy multiple items from you at the same time. They will likely only buy the thing that you've really heavily discounted and you're going to lose money on. There is zero benefit to you. These people will not be repeat customers because they're only looking for bargains. They're not going to come back and buy something at full price later on. So you have nothing to gain from this apps at all, and you are in danger of actually losing money with zero long-term benefit. Crochet tends to be people buy one or two items. So you cannot afford to have these heavy discounts. And Black Friday being what it is, with so many people getting into it and so many options, that people look at a 10% discount and go, it's not the best out there today, I can get better elsewhere. You're unlikely to make the sales. Yes, you have this fear of missing out, but think of it logically. Your ideal customers are not shopping for Black Friday. They're not going to buy from you for Black Friday because they don't need to. They have the money to buy anytime they want. Black Friday, maybe you get a couple of extra sales from people who are sitting on the fence, and maybe you're slightly out of their price range and they've just been waiting for a chance. Maybe then you get a couple of sales, but you're not going to get sales flooding in because of it. Not if you're pricing your crochet the way you should be. Now, I did say there was a way to make Black Friday work for you. And this is the thing that I've done several times over the years, and I found it work really well. And actually, this works better for me than actually holding a sale. I'm sure there's a name for it. I don't know what it is. I need to look it up sometime. But I call it the reverse sale. So instead of saying, prices are dropped, get it while you can, I say, this is the regular price, but after Black Friday, I'm putting the price up, so get the regular price while you can. And then I follow through. And I put the prices up, and that's where it stays. That reverse sale works better. For me, it always has. I get way more sales with a reverse sale than I do a regular one. So, I sell patterns. That's my primary way of selling my crochets, is patterns. And I have a pattern bundle, and it's all of my patterns for a one-off fee. And every year I put the price up, because I'm putting more patterns in there every year. And I wait till Black Friday to do that. Price will go up. And that's why I advertise. But the reason it works better is because it doesn't have the salesy, kind of slimy, scammy feel that Black Friday does. People know the trickery going on behind the scenes. They know now these days about the tricks about raising prices for 2 or 3 weeks beforehand, before discounting them for Black Friday to make the discounts look bigger than they are. You know, people have become far more aware of these tactics in recent years. But the reverse sale is honest. There is nothing scammy about it. It is upfront and completely transparent because you're putting the price up, not down. You can save how long is the price has been this way and that it hasn't been raised for so long. You can say that the price will never look lower again. It means you'll never have to put a sale on for that thing for the rest of the year. And I don't, but my pattern bundle is the only thing I ever do this with. And I never put it on sale. The price only ever goes up, it never goes down. And so I can stick to it really well. And because I can show what a bargain it is and what's inside it, I get people commenting on those posts about how they love having it and what a bargain they got in it. And I, you know, the price goes up the more patterns I go put in. And so the price never goes down. And knowing that this is the best price it will ever be, and this is what I do year in, year out, it's more transparent, it's more honest, it's more authentic, and people are more likely to buy. And I have far more success using this tactic than I do actually putting a sale on and dropping prices temporarily. This has always worked a treat for me. And you can do the same for selling the crochet that you make as well. Because especially if you price your crochet too low. It's a great way to reset your prices and put them up. You know, you don't need to justify a price rise. But if you do, it's the cost of things these days. Price of yarn has gone up. The cost of making things has gone up. It's time your prices went up too. And you can reset your prices across your entire shop and say, after Black Friday, prices are going up by 10% across the board. You still get this fear of missing out because people don't want to pay the higher price. They want to get in at the price that you had before. And it's completely honest and transparent. You do have to follow through. You do then have to raise your prices and keep them there. But if you are already underpricing your crochet, then this is a great opportunity not only to raise those prices to where they need to be. You can raise them by however much percentage you need to. Can be higher than 10%. But it's also a great way to tap into the Black Friday hunt for bargains and maybe make a few extra sales as well. And it means you don't lose profit. You will still get the same profit margin even if sales flood in, you'll get what you expected to at full price before. And in the future, you will have a higher profit margin that will pay you better. So it's win-win all round. You have nothing to lose by putting on this reverse sale. Absolutely nothing to lose, but everything to gain, because it means that you can, in the future, make a fairer price for your crochet and get properly paid for your time and your skill. So it's a great opportunity to flip the whole sale thing on its head, do the reverse sale, and it works better for you. Your customers still feel like they are getting a bargain because they will see the price rise after Black Friday, and everyone's happy. You get the cash in your pocket that you need without having to cut prices. And because it's more transparent, because it's more honest, people will be far happier buying from you using this reverse sale than they will be going into these corporate events where they know something scammy is going on. No, these corporate tactics are designed to make people fear of missing out, get them into the shop and kind of put them into this bargain hunting frenzy where they're not properly thinking things through. You're not going to leave your buyers with buyer's regret by putting a reverse sale on because they know in advance exactly what they're getting. And there's no, you know, going home the next day wondering, what on earth did I do? Why did I buy those things? You're not going to have that issue. It's a great way to do Black Friday without hitting your pocket, and a great way to put you, you know, in a great place price-wise for the year ahead. So that's how I do Black Friday. I'll be doing it this year for my pattern bundle as well. I've actually not done it for the last couple of years, but it will be happening this year. I've been putting plenty of patterns in the last few months, so it's due for a price rise. And during November, I'll be advertising it. I'll be telling people how long it's been at this price for, how many patterns are in there. I'll be talking about the plans I have in the pipeline for more patterns going in after Black Friday. And, you know, really selling it. But it will be, the price is going up. Last chance to get it at the regular price before it goes up, and it goes up permanently. And I have to emphasize that in those posts. It's a different way of doing things, but I found for years that it really, really works. Although I've not done it for the last couple of years, I have done it, did do it to like 2 or 3 years beforehand, and it worked really, really well. Way better than actually a traditional sale. So I'd really encourage you just to have a look at it, because it really does work so much better for you and customers than a regular sale. So that's my take on Black Friday. You don't have to do it the traditional way. You don't have to take part in Black Friday at all if it doesn't work for you. If you don't want to put on any kind of a sale, that is your choice as well. You do not have to join in, because traditional sales, especially for Black Friday, do not work for your crochet business. Yes, you can put a sale on and have it work well, but the time of year matters, the reason why matters. And Black Friday, because of the type of sales people are looking to make, crochet just doesn't fit as well as it would at other times of year. So I would love to hear about your plans for Black Friday. Let me know in the comments below, or go to the Facebook page and comment on the post for this podcast. And I would love to hear if you're going to take part in Black Friday and what you think of the whole event. So thank you for listening. And if you've enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would leave a review. You can do so on your podcast. You can write in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. Or you can go to crochetbusinessschool.com/review and leave your comment on the form there. So thank you for watching or listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.